Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 9th, 2023. I'm Jen Cutter. Google announced new features in its Vertex AI platform aimed at healthcare services. Vertex AI will be able to search through patient histories for summaries, apply correct billing codes, and see if patients qualify for clinical trials. Google Cloud has been testing these features with the Mayo Clinic, Hackensack Meridian Health, and Highmark Health. The Mayo Clinic has not been using Vertex AI in clinical care at this time, just for administrative uses. Chris Ross, the Mayo Clinic's Chief of Information Officer, told CNBC, "We are curious, we're enthusiastic, we're also careful, and we're not going to put anything into patient care until it's really ready to be in patient care." Google Cloud says it does not access customer data or use it to train models, and the new service is compliant with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. South Korea's presidential office and chipmakers Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix announced the companies will be permitted to supply U.S. chip equipment to their China-based factories indefinitely without requiring repeated U.S. approvals. This decision comes from the U.S. Department of Commerce updating its validated end-user list, which controls exports of technology. In a statement, SK Hynix said, "We welcome the U.S. government's decision to extend a waiver with regard to the export control regulations. We believe the decision will contribute to the stabilization of the global semiconductor supply chain." Snap is under investigation in the UK over possible privacy risks with the Snapchat My AI chatbot for users between 13 and 17 years of age. The Information Commissioner's Office issued a preliminary enforcement notice on Friday, meaning Snap will work with the ICO to address concerns. A Snap spokesperson told CNBC, "We are closely reviewing the ICO's provisional decision. My AI went through a robust legal and privacy review process before being made publicly available." In its most recent earnings statement, Snap noted more than 150 million people have used the AI bot. Audible has an official Wear OS app. The Amazon-owned audiobook service first announced the new app in July, and it's now available on the Play Store. The app features offline download support, adjustable playback speed, and picking audiobooks from a library. TechCrunch reports Brave Software, creators of the Brave browser and search, laid off 9% of its staff across departments, citing a challenging economic environment. Brave discontinued using the Bing index in April and now runs its own indexing solution, adding image, news, and video results to its search API in September. Brave's browser AI assistant Leo, currently in testing, will have a premium tier to help with the costs of API access and hosting. The Indian government's proposal to fight deceptive dark patterns is being opposed by the Asia Internet Coalition, which represents companies including Google, Apple, Meta, Amazon, and X, formerly Twitter. The coalition claims the new proposal may stagnate growth of India's digital economy. The Indian government labels false urgency, basket sneaking, confirmed shaming, forced action, subscription trap, and bait and switch as among recognized dark patterns. The Asia Internet Coalition wants the proposed rules to not be enforced upon publication and that companies should not be held responsible for the dark patterns that may be present in third-party content and advertisements hosted by them. Following the rollout on Android, Google Messages for Web now has the updated branding and animated emoji. Emoji are no longer presented in a message bubble, instead appearing directly on the background, and animated emojis will loop for a few seconds before stopping. And Amazon's Luna cloud gaming service now allows Luna subscribers to purchase, not just stream, games from Ubisoft from within the service, like titles from Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, Child of Light, and more. Luna is available in the US, Canada, Germany, and the UK for various prices depending on the tier, starting at $9.99 a month, and a basic tier is included with a Prime subscription. Luna-enabled devices include desktops, Fire TVs and tablets, phones, and select smart TVs. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.